Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is Heart to Heart with me, Swangile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. Mampeti, I see you saying thanks again. And wow, what a blessing. Ah, Ma, I love you too. And we gave you the sounds of Hlengiwe Mhlaba saying the victory. It is 15 minutes just after 2. I just want to say to the family yet again, we need your support. Remember, we had a videothon at the end of May, and as a result of that, we have what we call a post-campaign videothon 2025. Our videothon target was not reached, and we are asking family to join hands with us and help us to reach our 3 million rand target, videothon target, and this is to help us to secure the sustainability of new ways of listening. What am I talking about? We, by faith, we have been able to launch 4 web radio stations, which are Radio Pulpit 657 AM online, I am Youth Web Radio Station, and the 2 new stations, Radio Council Hartklank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele. And this will continue, will help us to continue to reach thousands and thousands of hearts with the voice of hope. Why am I talking about this? It's because in the near future, there is a possible national shutdown of AM frequencies, which means that our voice as Radio Pulpit or our voice of our ministry is under threat. And in the future, you might not be able to tune into 657 AM and hear us anymore. But we have come up with and launched the other 4 radio stations, the online radio stations, where we will continue to reach thousands and thousands with the voice of hope, the voice of faith. And you have been with us for over 40 decades as Radio Pulpit, and you have been with us throughout. And yeah, the family, the videothon did so well, and praise God, we are almost halfway to our target of 3 million rands, but we still need your continued support to reach that target. And if this ministry has been a blessing to you, it has encouraged and empowered you, it has challenged you, will you keep Radio Pulpit's voice alive? If you say yes, you can give. And you can start by just sending an SMS to 37871, starting the SMS with the word give, or your WhatsApp with the word give to 0826572729 for banking details. And you can also pay directly into our account. So, yes, family. Radio Pulpit still continues. This is a turning point. This is not the end, not by a long shot. It is a turning point. It is a new beginning.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Now in studio, I'm joined by a very beautiful queen right now. She didn't give me the memo. Because I know it's June the 30th. So as we're closing the month, you like coming, hip and happening.
We're closing the month of June with a bang.
Yeah, you look as young.
That's like the youth language, a bang.
Okay. I didn't get the memo. Should have worn my cap and, you know, you look good.
Thank you.
So you can look very tiny as well.
I can look very young.
And tiny at the same time. And maybe family is wondering, who am I talking to? At this current moment, I'm joined by Pastor Pepisile Khabotsotetsi in studio with me. Jeanette Flake Otto, already greeting. Shalom, Pulpit Radio. Thank you for all the great programs. Much appreciated. Thank you so much, Jeanette, and hello to you. And so today we're talking about the call of a young man.
Yes.
And when I saw the topic, I'm like thinking, and God likes calling people when they are young, eh?
Mm.
Your Samuel. Your not Samuel. What's what? Who was Samuel taking
Living
care of?
Samuel.
Even Samuel, right?
Even Jesus.
And it was Samuel who went to Eli to say, "Hey, yes. Did you call me?" Yes. Even Jesus, even David. David was anointed, I think, was he 12 when he was anointed?
He was a young boy.
Sure. Why are we talking about this? Is it because we are closing the month?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. We are closing the month of June. Mm. It's an exciting time. The month of June reminds young people that they are young, they are full of hope. A lot can still happen. I think God chooses young people because you still have strength and ability to make things happen.
Yeah.
And we are going to go straight into the Word of God.
Let's do that.
And you've already taken the message, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3, where the Lord is calling a young man, but the young man does not know the voice of the Lord. Mm. But what I love is that the chapter, when it starts, it says Samuel was in service. So God did not call him outside of service. Mm. So there's a moment where a young person must first commit themselves. Yeah. They must first give in or raise their hand or show up.
Yeah.
There's a man I was listening to some other time. He was talking about the fact that the Lord has promises for you.
Yeah.
However, he does not deliver the promise anywhere else. He comes where you are supposed to be. It's like when he comes looking for Adam in the garden, he says, "Where are you?" He could have just went to the location that they are in, or whichever corner they decided to find themselves in. But God is consistent in looking for one where you are supposed to be. He's consistent in meeting you where you are supposed to be. Your provision comes where you need to be. So now, Radio Pulpit family, we are talking about the call of a young man, and this call of a young man is not limited to Samuel. We see a trend and a pattern where the Lord calls young people, but what I want to highlight is that these young people are not called for small things.
Yeah.
They're called to solve national issues.
Yeah.
You look at the book of Judges, the Bible speaks of Gideon in chapter 6, there was no king at the time for Israel, and the Lord had handed them to be ruled or governed by the Midianites.
Yeah.
And God says they were persecuted. The Bible says they were persecuted.
Mm.
And now God says to Gideon, "I want you, Gideon, man of valor, I want you to set this." And this is a pattern. It's the same thing he has done to Moses.
Yeah.
Moses, I want you.
Yeah.
And where was Moses when God spoke to him?
In Egypt first.
Mm-hmm. And when he ran to the Midianites after he had killed the Egyptian, the Lord speaks to him to say, "Go back and take my people out." Mm-hmm. So we see a pattern where the Lord, whenever he wants to resolve national issues, he calls on young people.
Sure.
Why does he call young people? Because one, they don't have the experience.
Yeah.
They've not done this before. You know, and why does the Lord call them?
Uh-huh.
The Lord calls them because he trusts their strength.
Yeah.
The Lord calls them because the lesser you know, you are more willing to take risks.
Mm.
If you take a 60-year-old now and say, "I have a job for you in London, I want you to relocate."
Experience,
the chances of
might
them,
say no.
Experience will say no, not after what I've established, not after 1, 2, 3. Mm. But the younger you are, you are easy in decision making. You are easy in running. So God entrusts those people, not because they know. So what I'm saying is that as a young person, don't wait to have 20 years of wealth of knowledge or experience. Mm. That's not what the Lord is looking for, because that wealth of experience and knowledge may be your first barrier. So God wants you when you are fresh, when you have never seen any potential even in yourself or your surrounding or where you are. Gideon says, "Lord, even my tribe is among the least."
Mm.
So he has not even lived long enough to see the good out of his own people.
Mm.
And God says, "This is the material I want," because he wants it as raw as he can get it, so that he's able to shape it in a form that he wants it to work out as a product. So God calls us when we are young. So we should stop saying we are the future church. We are not the future church. We are the church now. We are the people that God is, because one day you look back and say, "I wish I had done 1, 2, 3. I wish I prayed more. I wish I went on fasting more. I wish I traveled more to serve the Lord, to attend services before I had the commitment of a husband, a wife, children, a big family, and so forth." So God is calling us at a young age where we know less, where we've not developed the attitude of doubt or attitude of reasoning. but using facts, where we are easy to go, easy to run. Even Jesus Christ, he did not even turn 35, by the way. The Lord ensured that he uses him during the days of his youth, because that is where we are mostly effective. Once you pass the youthful days, your decision making changes. Your influence changes.
You know, as you're saying this, I'm also realizing that even John the Baptist was a young man.
Yes.
Because the mothers were pregnant around the same time.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Yes.
So and as you're saying this, I'm reminded, I was talking to someone over the weekend, and they were talking about somebody who's a mother, and this person says, but you can go back to school. And the woman says, I'm young, yes, but I am a mother now to this amount of children. It's not going to be as easy as it was going to be earlier. And another one is a soldier. Even the army knows this.
Yes.
As somebody who's in the army now, top person, older, he says, I can't go back to war. If they would send me outside South Africa, I won't go.
I won't go.
Yeah, but
now,
back then,
they would.
Just go fearless and everything.
Yes.
So God also uses the same strategy.
Yes, yes, yes. And what I want us to look at as a second point, because our first point was the issue of being called when you are least experienced, when you are still strong in your body. There are things that my father cannot do. He used to travel to Mpumalanga in the morning and come back same day in the evening, but he cannot do that anymore because of age.
Yeah.
So what the second point that I want us to look at is the fact that now God calls these different young people, whether it's your Esthers, whether it's your David, to solve national issues. He's not calling them to solve a matter that relates to their family alone. He makes them giants. He establishes an army through Gideon. A young man who does not have a record of winning a war, but God says, I'm not even calling you to be a soldier. I'm calling you to put together soldiers. I'm calling you to be in charge, to be a leader. Why? Because when the younger you are, your chances of hearing the voice of God are higher.
Okay.
Because you don't have a lot in your plate. People, the older they get, it's the more they lose their time. Because there's a lot of activity. You would think of a young child who goes to school and come back. They have a host of time. But you compare them when they're 10 years later, you look at the same young person and you ask them, what do you do on a daily basis? You'll realize the older you are, the more committed you become. Your prayers are now, God bless our food. Amen. You know, but there's a stage in your life where you have all the time on earth, and God is looking for that. I know that at some point Gideon was doubting if this was God speaking. Moses did the same. He said, if it's you that is talking to me, prove it. I want you to show me. And this shows that in the stage that they were in, they didn't have a lot of noise around them. That's why they could hear the voice of God. Even Samuel, he could hear the voice, even though he didn't know whose voice was this. But he heard the voice. But the older you are with more trouble, now your frustration is off the business you work for. It's for the children you are raising. It's for the church you are part of. Now you've become a champion of everything. And it's more difficult for you to make time for the Lord. So that's what we are picking up for these young people, that they were able to make time to hear the Lord, or they were able to be in quiet spaces where they can hear God when he speaks. Now God calls them to resolve big issues. I'll make an example of David. Now David, even Gideon, the people of Israel did not have a king, meaning they didn't have a ruler. They didn't have someone who's in charge of them. And the people that were entrusted with them ended up oppressing them. And now God is calling a young man to be a solution in that era. As a young South African sitting at home today, what these things that are happening around you, and you call them national issues. Anything that affects young people, that affects old people, that affects your community, that affects your country, your continent, those are the things that God is able to whisper to a young man and say, you know what, this artificial intelligence, this is how I think we can go around it. God is able to call and say, these issues that we are facing, whether politically, socially, and otherwise, these are the solutions that I have. But God is looking for young men that will be in quiet spaces where they can hear him loud and clear. So when David becomes a hero today, not because of the other wars that he won later, but he becomes a hero because the first step he took was being a warrior during his youth. Being a warrior in resolving a giant case that was not affecting his father's house. It's a giant case that affected the people of Israel. So the call is not for you to bring solutions that will only impact the young people like yourself. God is calling us to solution for the world, to solution for the nations. If we're speaking globalization, if we're speaking national related issues, whether economically and otherwise, that's where God is calling young people, because we are that big in his eyes. In his eyes, we are able to bring peace to an entire nation of Israel. In the eyes of God, a young girl like Esther is able to fight for her people. You know, and God positions the young girl not because she has the background. At the time, I don't even think Esther understood what the issues were between her people and the people she was marrying to. But God positioned her to be a solution. So God will not be able to use you if you are not going to hear him when he speaks. And my take is that God is still speaking in our time. God is still willing to raise more young men and young women. But the question is, are we in quiet spaces where we can hear him loud and clear to take instructions? You look at everyone that God has called. It does not end with the calling. He calls you, you respond, then you start a conversation, and it becomes a journey where God takes you through. You shall do this next. You will do this next. So it's not a once-off conversation of a Sunday service. It's not a once-off conversation of a whole night prayer where you say, that day I heard the Lord. You cannot hear the Lord and you don't hear him again. At some point, Gideon says, Lord, if you are sure that this is you, let me bring you an offering. Then the Bible says he walked away and he went home to slaughter an animal and he cooked it.
Prepared.
I can just imagine how much time he took.
and the Lord said, I'll wait here.
And he believed that when I go back, I'll find him there. And how many of us, when God speaks to us, make the time to go back to hear him again? How many of us make time to say, Lord, now that you say I must take them out, how? And you go back now for a relationship. You look at the life of Gideon. Throughout, it was a God conversation. Sometimes he overheard people speaking about a dream, confirming that they're going to conquer the battle. But him being positioned to hear was the key thing. Samuel being positioned to hear was a key thing. David being positioned to hear was a key thing for him. Esther heard, even when Mordecai said, if you don't do this for us, if you do not do this. So we have to hear. And that's what we are lacking today. Many people have ears, but they cannot hear. And I believe that God loves us even far more than the people of the old, because he gave us Jesus Christ. At the time, they did not even have reliance on the Holy Spirit, because they relied on angels coming or God doing a visitation himself. But today we are so privileged. We have servants of God. God has raised prophets among us. God has sent us the Holy Spirit, who will remind us of all things. And as young people, I challenge you to find yourself in a space where you'll hear the Lord give you solutions for this nation that you belong to, because we are in need of God's intervention.
All right. Yo, Moruti, this is a call for every young person to say, and should we keep it to the young? Should we keep it to the
young and old?
Young because and he old. Still speaks even to the old.
Yes.
He still speaks to the old. Let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more. I think we need to develop a posture of hearing, or position ourselves in a way that we are able to hear. Where do we begin? How do we do that? Thinking about all the servants in the Bible, when you're talking about most of them, let me say, in the Bible, they were young. The Bible talks about the Hebrew boys, your Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Daniel himself was a Hebrew young man. And so, God is still calling even now. Let's take a break and come back to talk to Moruti Pepisile Samo. You can join our conversation on 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. Alternatively, we are live, streaming live on Facebook. And you can also send us a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Evelyn Branford, or should I say Pastor Evelyn Branford, in the background, Manifest Presence is the title of the song. We are on 25 minutes, just before 3 on 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwalakwatswa go Radio Pulpit. Re na le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng, ebile re na le batheeletši ba potego ba go feta 400,000. Re fetoga le metlha le mabaka. Re na le ditirelo tša go fapana-fapana tše di tla thušang go kwalakwatswa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo, letsetša SANNET go 0-32-334-5-4. Goba o romele email go sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšu le advertise ka SMS go 3-7-8-7-1. Ditifišo tša setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
After being a voice of hope for more than 40 years, Radio Pulpit's future is uncertain. Due to a possible shutdown of AM frequencies in the near future, we are standing at a turning point. By faith, we have already launched 4 web radio stations. Radio Pulpit Online, IM Youth Web Radio Station, and 2 new stations, Radio Consul Hartklank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele. With these online stations, we will be able to keep the voice of hope alive. Will you support us to secure our broadcasting in the future? SMS GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp the word GIVE to 082-657-2729 for banking details or pay directly into our account. Thank you for your support. Standard SMS rates apply.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on 657 AM. It is Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, when we say goodbye, Dramini Johan Els will come through with something else. And afterwards, Lukomkwedi Puti on Spectrum Totsas Ir. And right now, it is Nyalien, but I am with Pastor Pepi Sile, and she didn't come alone. She came with her soldiers. You came with bodyguards today.
Yes.
Some beautiful princesses. The schools are closed, but yeah, they are here with us. And so we give God the glory for that. Muruti, we are talking about our topic today is a calling of a young man. And we're seeing God doing that over and over again in the Bible. And you're talking about hearing God clearly, like when Gideon had to win, or when Gideon won, he had to hear. Even God said, go to the, who are they again? Midianites?
Midianites.
Just go to them, hear what they say about you. And when he heard that they are even afraid of him, the battle was won.
Yes.
But he had to hear.
Yes.
You're talking about David, who had to hear, and we hear it over and over in the Bible where David says, should I pursue or not?
Yes.
And there's a conversation that happens. What about us in these times? How do we tune in? How do we become those people who can hear, especially our young people with so much that's happening? Well, we are not excluding ourselves, you know, the older generation, but how do we do that?
We have to silence the noise.
Yeah.
You know, I had to think about this topic as I was coming here. I mean, the first thing, when you get into the car, there's radio playing. There are other cars on the roads. The mind gets so busy.
Yes.
On your way to wherever you are going. You get where you are going. You have things to do. Before you know it, it's sunset. The social media. We have gadgets in our hands. You know, some people even are on the phone while driving. So we have a lot of habits that are slowly taking away the norms, how God expects us to be living our lives. We have to be intentional about making time for the Lord. We have to be intentional as well to position ourselves in a way that we can sit and think of what are the issues during the time I'm living in. What is the biggest cry of the church? What is the biggest cry of this country? What is the biggest cry in your family? What are the giants that are standing in your family, in your lifetime? And are you that young man who says, Tumamina? Are you that woman, that young woman who says, if there's anyone, Lord, you want to send, it's me. Because we have a need for people that will stand and say, Lord, I'll take the call.
Mm.
And I know that the likes of your Gideons, when the Lord called them, they were almost fearful, did not want to do it, and God spoke to them until they were convicted.
Mm.
But there's also room for those that desire to do something for God in their time.
Mm.
There's room. There are those that God has been calling, but they cannot hear.
Mm.
You have to make time and pray.
Mm.
Anointing, calling does not come on the streets.
Mm.
It comes from a secret place where you've had the Lord speak
mm.
to you.
Mm.
And for those that are saying, I have been praying, I have been waiting for the Lord to speak to me,
mm.
wait a little longer. He is going to speak. He never disappoints.
Mm.
And maybe what you need to do is to proactively say, Lord, use me.
Mm.
Just desire for God to use me, to use you. Because what God is looking for is willing hearts.
Hmm.
He's not looking at the age. He's looking for people who are young enough,
hmm.
but who have the zeal, who have the desire to serve him, to make a difference. Because, you know, I always say that with today's youth, their desire is no longer to change the history of their family. A lot of lives have improved over time. There's very few people that would say, I want to change my family story.
Mm.
A lot of people grew up in normal houses.
Mm.
A lot of people went to school with shoes.
Mm.
A lot of people went to school with food on their stomach. You know,
mm.
they had access to public transport. They had access to good health and all those things. And now our desire now is not so much about where we come from, but it's more about finding meaning and driving impact as young people.
Mm.
Come up with solutions that will contribute to the nation, for us, for our names to outlive us, the works that we do to outlive us as well. So it's really important for young people to show their hands, to raise their hands. If you look at history, there's so many names that you can think of when you think of the history of South Africa.
Mm.
You know why? Because those people, when they had the time, they offered themselves, they sacrificed their time, whether it's their talent, whether it was during the struggle, whether it was, maybe you're a singer.
Mm.
You just say, you know what? There's many of us who sing, but I think I have what it takes to conquer. And through your music, people will heal. The entire show today is not about talking. There's music, and that music is helping other people to win certain battles.
Yeah.
Because that message that you're sending out there is a weapon for someone's battle.
Mm.
So you have to look at it in a strategic way to say, God is so strategic that whenever he calls a young man, he uses them for national issues, to resolve national issues.
Mm.
And you do want to be that young person that God has used to impact lives in your generation.
Mm. So the important part is to be intentional about it.
Be intentional about it.
Mm.
And there's no two way about it. Anything that you want to achieve in life, you make time for it. You commit for it. You plan around it. You consult about it. How can the Lord use me?
Mm.
How can I avail myself?
Mm.
How can I hear even the voice of God? Or after you've heard the voice of God, how do I execute?
Mm.
You know, and you need, you know, some pastor was talking about the fact that a lot of young people today, or people in general, are not looking for prayer partners. They're looking for counselors.
Ish.
Everybody comes and say, I need counseling. I'm going through this. They don't say, I need prayer.
Mm.
I need to spend time with someone or with myself.
Mm.
Or I need a group of people where we can pray together and seek the face of God about these issues that we are encountering, whether they are at a personal space or a community level or family level or a national level. But we have taken away the power of prayer, the power of seeking the face of God. There are people that, when you follow their stories in the Bible, there's no move that they've made without seeking counsel from God.
Sure.
In prayer, to say, Lord, where do we go from here? If you do not come with us, we are not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when God said to Jehoshaphat, you must put Judah first, it was an instruction. Why? It was first because the men consulted.
Mm.
So we have to learn to consult less other people and consult the Lord more.
Are we a lazy generation?
Lazy to pray. We are not a lazy generation as an umbrella, blanket. Yeah. But we are lazy to pray, to seek the face of God. And I'll tell you the reason. The reason is that prayer is not it's not an easy exercise. It's different from preaching. You can preach, you can sing, you can offer all types of services. But when you come to prayer, because it comes at a cost from the body and the flesh is not willing.
Mm.
And now if the mind is not gonna be spiritually inclined, the mind will always draw back to the body. You may enter a room of prayer, but you'll not take an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Or you may enter and take an hour, but your mind is full of many things.
Yeah.
And you may end up walking out of that room not being sure what was really the request.
Mm-hmm.
Or did even God respond?
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible says we should renew our minds.
Mm-hmm.
If your mind is not and that's the biggest battle of our lifetime. Mm-hmm. We're not fighting so much of many other things that are external.
Mm-hmm.
The battlefield is in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what you consume, what you choose to keep. You've seen in social media, there's a lot of people that make decisions about our lives.
Mm.
I want you to see this part of my life.
Mm.
So I'm making a choice that I only want you to see me when I'm cooking.
Yeah, I'll open up this part of me. Yeah.
And that's what I'm choosing for you to see.
Mm.
And on the other side, as you keep consuming, you don't realize that you are subjected under my decisions. You are subjected under my power because I've taken the decision that this is what I'm going to show you and you're going to follow me.
Mm.
And you will do it
because
at the time you're not allowing your mind to decide what to consume, what not to consume. And people commit. People can tell you a series from start to finish, but they cannot tell you where the Bible starts and end.
Mm.
But they cannot tell you what season is it spiritually. What is really God saying? Everyone is speaking. There's news. There's so much content. There's podcasts. There's so many platforms of communication. Everybody is speaking, but what is the Lord speaking?
Mm.
What is the Lord saying? And only those that will make the decision to withdraw themselves from the public noise and make time to be with the Lord, and they will come up with fresh ideas.
That's the stuff that your Esthers were made of.
Yes.
That's the stuff that your Davids and others were made out of.
And for us to produce that quality of people, who must go back to God.
Yeah, and that is what Tetsi, hello to you, saying thank you for an awesome topic on the last day of our youth month. So challenging, even for us who are older, who are no longer viewed as youth in South Africa. He says, we are sustained by the investments we did in our youth. Therefore, young person, make an effort to invest as much as you can while it is still day. Do not allow anyone to despise you. How do you not allow? Number one, I will highlight one aspect and list the rest. Be an example. Number one, in speech, what do comes out of your mouth? Yeah, so what comes out of your mouth? You will always say what you have filled your heart with. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Then followed by conduct, faith, love, and purity. These attributes are necessary to keep your voice as a young person alive. Thank you for this awesome session. Ah, thank you so much, sir. We are truly, truly honored. There's one thing that somebody said to some young person who said, I never take a step of my life or about anything pertaining to my life without talking to the Lord.
Sure.
I always consult. This young person says, I'm reminded of the words of David that says, I have hidden your word in my heart so that I do not falter. And she says, you know, they call me boring.
Yeah.
And I said, continue being boring.
Unpopular.
Continue being boring.
And that's the call.
If it's for the glory of the Lord, continue being boring. Pastor Philip Masango says, powerful revelation about young people straight. That's why the devil is also targeting young people. Sad part, some congregations are not using young people effectively as they should. And I think we need to change all of that, because at the end of the day, then we have passive young people who are going to be passive adults as well in the coming future. Yo, Murut. Our time is like ran quickly.
Yes.
I'm so not happy with it right now. But what do we say in closure where this is concerned? And I think we also need to take time and pray for our young people, those of us who are taking care of young people in our lives, in our churches, in our communities as well. So what do we say in closure?
Do it even when it's unpopular. The most challenging thing that we face as young people, or that is faced by young people today, is seeking relevance, to be relevant, to be counted, to look like the rest, to fit in. And some people even find themselves with mental health issues because there's this struggle of saying, I'm not understood. But to the old as well, I would like to say, let's consider reverse mentoring, where the old learn from the young.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of good and authentic messages that are coming from the young. There's a lot of visions. Young men.
Visions.
Yes. Young men. This is their time. So reverse mentoring is very important. I think we've mastered mentoring from a point of the experienced teaches the less experienced. The old teaches the young, you know. But there's also reverse mentoring. I think that is very important.
Be prepared to learn from the young.
From the young. Yeah. Be prepared to collaborate. That's why I would find somebody's mentioning on the comments that even churches must consider doing something. You find some churches, there's only young people. There are no old people at all. And the reason for that is because they are trying to find a sense of belonging. They are trying to be understood. They are trying to make this vision or dream that they have, the manner in which they understand the Lord, to be realized, you know. So as we close, I would like to say, do it even when it's unpopular. And I'm going to make a prayer for that young person who says, Lord, if you can use anything, use me.
We just have a minute.
Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this day that you have made for us to rejoice and be led in it. Thank you, Modimu, that you are faithful enough, O God, to remind us through your word that you can still do things that even if we were told will not believe. You said to Samuel, I'm about to do something that if you were to hear it, your ears would tingle. Modimu, I pray that, Father, that young person, that young old man, middle-aged, O God, that is desiring for your voice to come out and speak so that, O God, they can come up and implement solutions that will bring victory not just to a family, but to the entire nation. Lord, I pray that you locate their hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that, Father, may this desire be locked in them. Let the enemy not steal it from them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. We thank you, O God, that young people will continue to do great exploits even after this month of June. Our victories are not only locked up in June, but they are continuous for as long as we have breath. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
And amen.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
And we say hello to Germany, Johan Els on the other side, leaving you with the sounds of Once More Six, who is a young man, here on our knees.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.